Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Welcome to your weekly Travel Talk radio broadcast with your hosts, Sandy and Bob Nesoff. Our guest this evening is Tamara Murray, who is the Marketing and Sales Director of the Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York, only about 2 hours, perhaps, by car from New York City, so it's really a short hop, skip, and jump. Hop in the car, skip 2 hours, jump out, and you're at a wonderful place in a very relaxed area. Good evening, Tamara. How are you?
I'm great. How are the two of you?
Oh, we're doing well. Well, let's start right off. How long has Emerson Place, Emerson Resort and Spa been in operation?
We have been around for, we're going on 23 years now, and we have a very interesting history. We started off with a collection of shops, and the grounds themselves actually used to be a working dairy farm. And our original owners took the barn of the dairy farm and turned those into a number of different shops so that local artisans would have a place to sell their creations and so that the local community would have a place to shop that was close to home. And our owners had such a great time working on all of that that they also opened up the world's largest kaleidoscope. That's actually housed in the barn silo, and then they followed up with a restaurant, and then they soon purchased a lodge that was here on the property, and then expanded to an inn across the street. Unfortunately, in 2005, there was a fire, and the original inn burned down, but the owners decided to rebuild. And we rebuilt everything so that it was all connected, all on the same side of the street, and opened up a beautiful spa, opened up some different things in the shops, and had an amazing restaurant. And then in 2013, we became owned just by one owner, and we went through a major renovation that lasted almost 2 years with a price tag of over $6 million. And here we are today.
Wow. Let me ask this, if I may. How did kaleidoscopes become such an integral part of Emerson Place? What is the story behind the kaleidoscopes? Was there something that maybe, you know, the owners were involved in, or... I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. So the way that it goes is one of our owners was on property with the architect, and the architect looked at the silo that was here and said, "What do you want to do with that silo? Do you want to tear it down, or, you know, let me know your thoughts?" And one of the owners at the time, his name was Dean Gitter, and now, like I said, we're privately owned by one person, and that's Emily Fisher. But at the time, Dean's response to the architect's question was, you know, "I don't know, why don't we just turn it into a big, gigantic kaleidoscope?" And that's how the whole thing came about. So that's exactly what they did, and they brought on people to create the show. The show houses, it's a three-mirrored system. Each one of the mirrors are over 58 feet long, and you go into the silo is now kind of set up as like a small kind of theater. But the best way to watch the show, and what we tell all of our guests, is to lie down on the floor and then look straight up. And that's the best way to do it. And we currently have four shows. There's Metamorphosis, which is about nature. There's America, the House We Live In, that's about the history of the United States. There's a holiday show. And then for our 20th anniversary a few years ago, we debuted a brand new show that's called Stardust. And Stardust is all about how the universe was created, and it gives the illusion that the silo itself is lifting off into space, and you pass by nebulas and all kinds of things like that. It's good, and the guests, especially children, absolutely love that show. And the Kaleida Show, too, is open to, you don't have to be an overnight guest of Emerson to be able to see the Kaleida Show. We're open to day guests. In fact, that applies to the entire Emerson property. Again, you don't have to be an overnight guest. Come and eat in our restaurant, go to our spa, go shop in the shop, see the Kaleida Show, or just, you know, take a walk on the grounds, come and hang out and relax. There's so many beautiful nooks and crannies here at the Emerson, and we welcome everyone.
Well, let me ask you this. Route 28, the corridor from Kingston West, or from the Thruway West, it's kind of a quiet road. There's very little there. There are a couple of older motels, nothing of the quality of the Emerson. Why was an upscale resort with upscale accommodations located there? Most of the people who come up for skiing or what have you are day trippers. Are you being able to draw much in the way of guests?
And absolutely. And I guess, you know, my first initial response to why build this place on Route 28 is why not build a place like this? There's so many amazing things to do in the area, and as I was saying, for our owners, they just developed such a love for hospitality and for what they were doing that they just continued to expand. And also too, which I think is really a credit to our owners, our original owners, and also to Emily Fisher, it meant and still does means a lot to be able to be a major employer in the area. And so we have, as you can imagine, almost all of our entire staff are locals. And so that's something, we're a major economic driver for this area, for the region.
Are you drawing a lot of people from New York City at this point?
We always, New York City, the boroughs, Long Island, Brooklyn, that's where the majority of our guests come from. And when you come up to stay at the Emerson, as you're mentioning, there's nearby activities like Bel Air for skiing. We partner with Bel Air to be able to offer discounted ski vouchers to our guests during the winter. And we also have the same type of partnership with Hunter, which is, Bel Air is maybe about 25 minutes away, and Hunter is about 45 minutes away. So we're able to do that. And we also, we partner with a variety of local businesses to be able to offer different types of activities to our guests. One of the newest things that we've started doing is Rail Explorers. In fact, they open up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. They're actually sold out for the weekend. And they're just maybe a 5-minute drive down the road from us. And what Rail Explorers is, if you can imagine this, actually the best way to kind of picture this is to go to our website, which is emersonresort.com. And on our homepage, you'll see a Rail Explorers picture, and you can click on that, and it will give you information. So the best way to figure it out is to take a look at the pictures on our website. But it's basically a two-seat bike that rides the rails, and then you pedal, and it rides on the railroad tracks. And so that's absolutely huge. We're so excited for that. And guests of the Emerson receive a 10% discount with Rail Explorers. So we have that. We also partner with nearby wineries, golf courses, Hudson River cruises. There's a lot of things to do off property, and we also have quite a range of activities that you can do on property as well. And those include things like guided nature walks, complimentary bikes for our guests, watercolor postcard painting classes, trivia nights at our restaurant, open mic nights. I mean, the list goes on and on.
That's fabulous. I don't think that even being a guest there, that I realized there was that much to do. You know, there's quite a lot.
There's you know, people come and stay here, and I think one of the maybe magical things about staying at the Emerson is that there are a lot of activities on property. There are a lot of activities off site, but it's just very relaxing here. It's not like you're going to go to Disney or you're going to go to a water park. We're in a beautiful location. We're in the heart of the Catskills, surrounded by stunning vistas of mountains, the Esopus Creek, which is the birthplace of American fly fishing, that runs through our backyard. It's really a place where people can connect with each other again. You're not trying to immediately get to the next location and the next thing to do, and everybody's exhausted, everyone is tired. The Emerson encourages you to spend time getting to know Mother Nature again, getting to know your family, your friends, whoever it is that you're coming with. Once you are on property, you instantly have a sense of just you just relax and, you know, it's an amazing spot. Yes.
What type of amenities does Emerson offer?
We have our spa, our amazing spa. The spa, the treatment menu is all based on, again, that connection to Mother Nature. We do a lot of treatments that have to do with hot and cold stone types of therapies. We offer Elemis biotech facials, and we're one of the only places outside of the city in the state that offer
that?
Those particular types of treatments. Biotech facials actually use and now I'm going to wish that I had one of my spa managers on the call with me. But there's there's different types that you can use. Like one that I've actually had that I absolutely loved was where think about a typical facial, but you're also having oxygen pumped into the cells along your face, your skin on your face. And yeah, it's just amazing. And what will they come up with next? You know, there's so many different things.
That's fabulous.
And then we also offer skincare products and therapy products by Comfort Zone. Comfort Zone is a company that's based out of Parma, Italy. And we have a full service nail salon. We do hair and makeup, you know, updos, makeovers for, right now we're doing a lot of things for proms, graduations, and then of course we're a huge wedding venue from May through October, so a lot of our brides and our bridal parties have their hair and makeup done here at the Emerson. And we also have a fitness center. And the fitness center also has private memberships that are available to the local community as well. So it's another type of thing that we can offer where they don't have to, it's close to home. It's right in their own backyard. So we have our amazing spa. We have a restaurant, Woodnotes Grill. Woodnotes has the type of food that we serve at Woodnotes. We like to refer to it as Catskill Creative Cooking, which is entrees, types of meals, things that you know, but maybe it has like a little bit of a Catskill twist that we like to put on things with items, of course, that are made fresh, you know, thinking along the lines of farm to table. We work with a lot of local growers, local Hudson Valley Cattle Company for our meat. And we're constantly on the lookout for other partners to bring whatever is the freshest thing to be able to serve at our table. And Woodnotes Grill has amazing, beautiful outdoor seating too. There's a deck, and the deck just has one of the most perfect views of the Esopus. And then, of course, we talked about our country stores, and there's a variety of different shops in there. There's the men's and women's fashions. There's a children's toy store. There's housewares, home and garden, And also, of course, the Kaleidostore. When you go to see the world's largest kaleidoscope, when you finish with that, you're going to come out into the Kaleidostore, which sells, offers unique, one-of-a-kind kaleidoscopes from basically all over the world. And it's just, it's very funny how many people walk into the Kaleidostore and they say, oh my gosh, I haven't thought of a kaleidoscope or played with something like this since I was a kid. And then they begin what oftentimes turns into like a two-hour excursion of just hanging out and trying out all of the different kaleidoscopes. So there's
some
quite
of that
a
myself,
few types
so
of things. So you know,
okay,
yes,
going,
yes.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to take a quick 30-second break for a commercial so we can pay some of the bills.
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Betty White, you never get rid of her. Okay, I understand that... You do encourage families and youngsters to come in. What amenities do you have for children there?
Well, as I mentioned before, we do have our guided nature walk. Posey, who is our activities coordinator here on site, does a great walk on property where she talks about the history of the location, the history of the Catskills, the history of the Emerson itself, points out a lot of the wildlife that is that we're surrounded by. It's not unusual to go on one of these walks and be able to spot a bald eagle, which is always a thrill, even for us, for the staff. Great blue herons, of course, deer, and the summertime bear. And as I mentioned, too, that the trout fishing, oftentimes you're going to be able to see fishermen out on the Esopus, which is, to me, that's always just such a beautiful, peaceful thing to be able to take a few minutes and watch. So we have that. We also, something that is new that we're starting up for this summer is a scavenger hunt. So the scavenger hunt, you stop by our front desk. They give you a map and a worksheet. You answer trivia questions on the worksheet, which then opens up clues as to where to find the next location. And then you go to, I think there's a total of six or seven locations. And if you successfully answer all of the trivia questions, that are based on things that you may have learned on the guided nature walk, or if you've looked on our website, you can find all of the answers there. But if you successfully answer all of the questions and you complete the scavenger hunt, then you can turn in your worksheet at the front desk and you'll receive a prize. So that's a really fun thing for kids and families to do. And again, these are the types of activities that where you're spending time connecting, again, with your family, with the kids. It's not like you're waiting in line for something or the kids or the parents are tired. These are really great quality things that you can all do together. And then, as I mentioned before, we do have the complimentary bikes that are on site, the watercolor painting classes. Occasionally, too, we also have build your own kaleidoscope classes, and we will do those for adults, and we'll have kids workshops, which, in fact, we just did that. When was it? 2 weeks ago, we just had that. So those are all very, very popular. But just a lot of great, fun, homespun types of activities to do here on site.
I think that's fabulous. Is there a connection at all with the tubing that goes on? I don't know if it's on the Esopus, but it's on one of the rivers that come down. And seems like it'd be a fun thing for kids and adults.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we're located... kind of in the middle between the town of Woodstock and the town of Phoenicia. And the tubing on the Esopus that you mentioned, that actually runs out of Phoenicia. There's a place there that's called Town Tinker Tubing. And we can definitely, that's something that we take our guests to. We can shuttle them over there. And it's a great activity. That's something that you can spend the whole day doing, because you start out, you're in the tube, you tube along the Esopus, you get to an end point, and you can hang out there, or when you're ready to return, a shuttle bus takes you back to the starting point again. And that's an extremely popular activity here in the summer, and has been for quite some time. So between doing something like that, doing rail explorers, doing the activities that we have on site, going into the towns of Woodstock or Phoenicia, there's quite a variety of things, unique activities and things to do.
Unique is what I think attracts people too, because there are so many similar things to do in other places that it's nice to find something that's unique, that's different.
But Tamara,
yeah,
let me ask you
different.
This one. Yeah, a lot of people find that it's very difficult for them to go away for a couple of days, for a week or more, because they have pets at home, dogs. Does Emerson invite people to bring pets?
Absolutely. We're dog friendly. And I suppose I need to mention again that to find out more about these activities, to find out things that we offer here at the Emerson and see pictures, find out more about what we're all about, you can go to emersonresort.com, or you can also call us at area code 845-688-2828. And our reservations team is always really very, very happy to speak with everyone. We take a lot of pride in being able to give personal attention and helping to customize people's trips. And that also includes, too, if you're traveling with your four-legged family members. So we're definitely dog-friendly. We have on-site, we have the Catamount Dog Park, which is an enclosed, fenced-in area. It's 60 feet long, so it's quite sizable. And it has a separate area, too, for smaller dogs. You know, sometimes the smaller dogs get a little intimidated by the bigger dogs, so they can have their little private area. But we have that. And when you take into consideration, too, that a lot of our guests do come up from the city, some of our guests mm-hmm. come up, and it's just it's as amazing for the human as it is for the dog to be able to be surrounded by nature and not be walking on concrete. And the idea of being able to go into an area and let your dog off leash and just let them run around, they absolutely love that. And if you are so inclined, we also have a special pet menu at our restaurant at Woodnotes Grill. And so you can definitely order things like a hamburger, a Woodnotes burger patty, a chicken patty, things like that for your dog to take back to the room with them. And we also do a pup grade option. And with the pup grade option, it's an upgrade for your dog. And that gives you, that's a special little package that includes a doggy bowl, a doggy placemat, a toy, some gourmet doggy treats. So we definitely make sure that our furry guests are just as happy as our human guests.
I love that it's called Pup Grade. That's adorable.
Yes.
If I might divert back for just a moment, I meant to ask this earlier, but at the restaurant, do you need reservations for weekends or holidays there?
For weekends and holidays, yes, you don't have to have them, but we highly, highly suggest them. And that goes, so that's for the restaurant, which the restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We also highly, highly recommend, too, that if you're coming to stay with us or you're coming to do a day spa trip, that for spa reservations, that you make those reservations well in advance, especially on weekends. Our spa sells out extremely quickly, and we don't want you to be disappointed. You want to make sure that you're able to get in. And again, the best way to do that for making those spa reservations or for making dinner reservations is to give us a call at 845-688-2828.
That makes sense.
All right, what about, I am probably one of the world's worst golfers, but many resorts have connections or they work in concert with area golf courses. Do you have provision for duffers?
Yes, we do. In fact, we work with three different local courses. So for those avid golfers, you can come and stay with us and really get a taste for some amazing different types of play. We work with Woodstock Golf Club, which is located just about 25 minutes away from the Emerson. And the great thing about Woodstock is that that's a private club. But if you're a guest of the Emerson, we can hook up a tee time for you to be able to go and play there. So that's not something that just anybody that comes into town is able to do. So we're very pleased to be able to offer that. We also work with Lazy Swan, which is a golf club that's located in Saugerties and probably is about 40 minutes away. And then we work with the Wiltwick Golf Club. And Wiltwick is located in nearby Kingston, which, again, is maybe about a half an hour away. And so we have great, again, if you go to our website, emersonresort.com, and click on our activities, you'll be able to see a price list there and everything that's offered through Woodstock Golf Club, Lazy Swan, and Wiltwick.
Wonderful. Because I think people are interested in what the course might be.
So you're not too far from. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say you're not too far from Woodstock, and contrary to what most people believe, that is not where that major concert took place, Lodos, many years ago. But it is an artsy community. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. That's something that people, you'd be surprised at how many people don't actually know that the actual Woodstock concert was not held in Woodstock. What happened, it was originally scheduled to be held there, and unfortunately some things fell through, and at the last minute they had to move it to Bethel Woods. And Bethel Woods is about a good hour and 15 minutes from Woodstock. But because it happened so late in the game, there were a lot of things that were publicity-wise that weren't changed. So our town of Woodstock just kind of was able to keep that whole mystique of the Woodstock concerts that took place. But it's an extremely eclectic town. It's definitely some place that you want to visit when you're up here. There's a lot of great shops, restaurants, and just really, again, very cool, unique things to do. On the weekends, I think it's on Sundays, they have a drum circle in the Village Green. Anybody can join and participate in that. And on the other, so that's Woodstock. And again, with prior notice, we're always happy to be able to put together shuttle service for our guests as well. But it's also a very, very easy, simple drive to be able to get there. And I had mentioned earlier, too, the town of Phoenicia. Phoenicia is on the opposite side of us, and that's probably just about maybe 5 to 7 minutes away. And Phoenicia was, in 2013, voted one of the top 10 coolest towns in the U.S. by Budget Travel Magazine. So, yeah, so that's got a lot of just Phoenicia is a very small town, but let me tell you, it packs a wallop. Great shops,
Mara,
again.
I'm going to have to interrupt, but we've only got about 20 seconds left. I want to thank you for being our guest this evening, and let everybody know that next week we will be interviewing people from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, which I believe is about an hour and a half away from you folks. We'd like to thank Tamara Murray, our marketing and sales director for the Emerson Resort and Spa in Mount Tremper, New York. This is Sandy and Bob Netzoff signing off from Travel Talk Radio. Please join us next week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Thank you all. You have a great day.